What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside the great and powerful Joe Rexrode here on Morning Drive. And we're going to bring in one of Joe Rexrode's good buddies. Our friend Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports joins us now on Morning Drive. And Charles, I know you're very familiar with my guy next to me, Joe Rexrode. Welcome to our show. Thanks for coming on with us.
I am confused by the great and powerful reference. I feel like this is the wrong show. Like I must be on someone else's show. I've known this guy for 23 years, and Those are not two words I would have used.
Just remember, Charles, what happened in college stays in college, buddy. We're strictly talking NFL
here.
How about the
sleepy and hungover?
Those may be more appropriate.
That's probably about right. Especially 23 years ago.
Well, Charles, thanks so much for coming on with us. Obviously, around here in our market, the Tom Brady potential interest in the Titans rumors are swirling about. They won't go away. What have you made of this situation between Brady and the Patriots, and how likely do you think it is that he ends up here in Nashville?
Well, there's a couple of things here. I mean, with the Patriots, I think people have to understand that the way that Bill Belichick is operating with Tom Brady right now, it's not a break from the norm. Like this idea that he's sort of, I've heard the phrase, business as usual. In 2017, Dante Hightower was set to hit free agency. There was this idea, he had a number he wanted from the Patriots. They said, look, here's what we think you're worth. If you really feel like you're going to exceed that, test free agency, figure it out, come back to us. That's what he did. He went, tested free agency, didn't get the numbers he thought, didn't see the situation he liked, and ended up coming back to the Patriots and signing a four-year deal. Now, that's not Tom Brady, but, Hightower is an extremely valuable player for them defensively. And I think Tom Brady being at the age that he's at now, I truly honestly feel like Bill Belichick's like, look, we have our number, and he also knows that he's operating from a position of strength that most destinations that Tom Brady could even consider, those franchises would have to retool their offenses, not to fit necessarily a scheme that could host him, but just straight up to fit Tom, because Tom runs his own offense in New England. We talk about Josh McDaniels and all these different aspects, but the reality is Tom Brady shaped that offense. So wherever he goes, Tom Brady will essentially shape your offense. And most teams just don't have the ability to host that, and I think that's part of why the Titans are – I would say, if it's not New England, I think most people consider Tennessee to be the front runner beyond New England, and that's because there's that level of familiarity from, personnel aspects, the head coach aspects, sort of the culture, all these different things. If there's somebody who can take on Tom and shape something fairly quickly, it would be an organization like that.
Of course, they'd have to retool things pretty dramatically too, Charles. I mean, obviously Ryan Tannehill, I didn't realize he was as good of an athlete as he is, watching him up close. So let's just get to this. We debate this all day, every day. If you were the Titans and it was as simple as a door A and door B right now, Charles, which one would you pick?
I'm not a big believer in, and I'll tell you what, I'll apply my San Francisco model. This whole idea of the 49ers came up, and my issue with the 49ers is going to be the same as my issue with the Titans. Tom Brady's a two-year window, right? Straight up. He's a two-year window. I think he's somebody who wants to go and play for 2 years. There's no guarantee those will be two high-quality years, okay? Maybe it's one high-quality year from him. Why are you going to change if you feel like you have a plan in place and you sort of have the foundation built that you need to have built? Why would you alter that all of a sudden? And typically, if you do have a foundation there, you're projecting 2, 3, 4 years out. The 49ers are sitting there projecting 5 years out. Why are you going to sell that short all of a sudden for a 1-year window or a 2-year window? I just don't know. Now, if we're talking about 35-year-old Tom Brady, if we're talking about, remember when Peyton Manning moved on from the Colts to the Broncos, now granted he was, arguably damaged goods because he had to figure out whether or not the nerve damage would be an issue. He was still in his mid-30s. Not the same issue with Tom. There is not going to be an extended window. You're looking at 2 years. Why, if you're the Titans, would you tear that up? I think if you feel like you have a 2-3-4 year window in place that you've planned for, I don't know why you would tear it up now for that.
Well, first of all, it's refreshing to hear that from a known Tana hater such as yourself. But
well, not a Tana hater, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I've seen your tweets. No, but
I'm skeptical. Listen, yeah. I will say this about Tannehill. Since we're going to go there, I was the guy who in you know when he was with Miami, I said, look, he's going to turn the corner. This is the season, you know, and there were a few years like that where I kept hearing like, this is it. This is when he stays healthy. This is when all the athleticism comes through. This is when Adam Gase turns the key, all these different things. And, you know, after a few years, you just kind of like, you can't keep going back to that. Well, somebody's got to stay healthy. Someone's got to produce. Someone's got to. So, you know, I generally, when I see a guy have a season like Ryan Tannehill had, I am a little slower to jump on the bandwagon because I want to see it in year two. And then if he gets past year two and into year three, then okay, then you're like, all right, he had his second life. We've seen other quarterbacks do that. I'm just reticent to say that we know for sure that the Ryan Tannehill we saw last year is going to be improved upon.
Well, look, I think Tannehill is a clear choice in part because of some of the stuff you said, Charles. But I will argue on your point of, you know, why are you thinking 1 or 2 years? I mean, isn't that kind of what this league is? I mean, if you think you are that close, and if you're the Titans, you just did get to the AFC Championship game, don't you kind of have to still look at it like, what are we going to do right now? What are we going to do with these next 2 years?
Not, I don't think when the merchandise that you're taking in, you don't know really what shape it's in. And I say that with Tom because, look, the reality is he's 43. I know we would love to believe that 43-year-old Tom Brady next season is going to be like 37-year-old, like 32-year-old. It's just not. It's not. And you also have to understand that part of Tom's functionality in New England is that he knows an offense better than anybody. I mean, how he can impact it, how he can shape it in the offseason, the fact that he can call plays from a playbook 10 years ago. You know, I'll share a story real quick about Peyton Manning, and this is absolutely the category Brady's in. I remember Reggie Wayne telling me one time they were playing the Buffalo Bills. It was, you know, they're in the red zone at some point. Peyton Manning sees a look offensively or defensively that he recognizes from, it was like 4 years before, but it hadn't been in the playbook. He looks at Reggie Wayne. He signals a play that almost all these other guys on offense don't fully understand, but Reggie Wayne remembers this is a play from 4 years ago when we faced Buffalo in a red zone situation. They throw a touchdown pass, okay? And Reggie Wayne, I remember him telling me, this is what you get, having this institutional knowledge, being with this guy, having him shape it all over these years. It allows him to be a better player. It allows me to be a better player. You lose some of that now in the transition with Tom because he's going in with guys who don't have that institutional knowledge. There are going to be, the situation he has with his running backs. It's the situation he has with Julian Edelman. That doesn't exist, and you have to understand that's going to have an impact on Tom the same way playing with young players this year had an impact on Tom, guys he didn't trust, guys he didn't fully know, guys he couldn't just change, you know, signals of the line of scrimmage, and they fully understood exactly what was about to happen. How do you speed that curve and gain that in a few months if you push all in on Tom Brady?
Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports on the line with us. And Charles, we've talked about what the future may look like for Marcus Mariota, as obviously he's going to move on from the Tennessee Titans and end up somewhere else. And one location that Joe and I have kind of zeroed in on is Chicago because of the uncertain future of Mitch Trubisky. How confident are you in Marcus Mariota and then maybe doing similar to what Ryan Tannehill did last year, showing up maybe as a backup with a chance to start eventually and taking that opportunity and running with it?
Well, I think it's a similar situation where, you know, can he stay healthy? You know, number one, I think it's a lot of it's going to be about health. That's the opportunity, obviously, that he's looking for. He's looking for somewhere where he can go in, be a backup, but have a starting opportunity, have a chance to compete, know that a staff that's bringing him in is going to be geared about winning, and that typically causes, if there's any weakness in a starting quarterback and there's strength in a backup and you're about winning and you know you can be fired, a staff will make that change, you know, and I think Matt Nagy, I think, you know, Ryan Pace, the front office in Chicago, they are absolutely looking at this as, look, this is a season we got to win. We go 6-10 this year. we're probably cleaned out top to bottom, and Mitch Trubisky's, you know, future in Chicago changes and in NFL changes. And, you know, so I think if you're Marcus Mariota, that's what you look at. You want the situation where if you go in and you compete and you're the better player and they think you can win with you, you know, you're going to get that opportunity. I think Chicago is definitely right near the top of that list of places. Plus the offense, I think, is a fit to him. The one thing I worry about is Bears' offensive line is bad. This is bad. Now, we'll see what they do in free agency. You know, we'll see what they do in the draft. But, you know, quarterbacks get hit there, and they have to, you know, go off script and run and do all these different things. And that's when Trubisky was at his best, largely because it was hard to protect in Chicago. Imagine now putting Marcus Mariota in that situation where he's going to get hit, where it's going to be hard to protect. Maybe not the greatest, you know, set of circumstances, but if he's looking for opportunity and a staff that needs to win and could push in on him, that's going to be Chicago.
Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports, proud Michigan State alum, and the CBA is coming back up here, Charles. Looks like, what, a voting window of a week
for
the players. What do you think of this CBA proposal? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, it's funny. I don't know if this has been reported. It's been texted to me by guys who have gotten the email with the CBA attached to it. So every 2,000 guys now have the full CBA, the full run of it. I don't know if it's out there on Twitter yet. But interestingly enough, when they sent the email out, the voting window was, 7 days? It was March 12th, 2010.
Nice. That's hard to do.
I was like, not a great start. I was like, maybe you guys are going to travel back in time to ratify this thing. So not the greatest
sign
ever in terms of, but that, you know, that obviously we're looking at a week out. The reason why they expanded it a week is because initially it was going to be a 2-day window. They decided let's go 7 days because what if we only get 400 or 500 guys who vote in a 2-day window? We can't ratify a 10-year CBA based on, you know, 400 or 500 guys. So they want to give it the full week, let people pick at it. I'll just say this about the deal. It's not perfect. It's not at all. And a lot of the player complaints, I do understand them. There are a lot of, you know, there's some restrictive things. Holdouts will be deathly now. I mean, you all the fines that get incurred now during holdouts and training camp, essentially this deal says you can't wipe those off the books anymore. Those are real. So if you lose $500,000 holding out, you've lost $500,000. You're not going to get that back. The team's not going to. You know, it'd be basically considered a salary cap infraction if you decided to make that up later, in a creative way. Anyway, beyond that, it's the upper echelon guys are upset because it's not as great for upper echelon guys as it is for middle road guys and lower rung guys. But I think as a broad based deal, it's probably better for the overall membership than if it was one sided. You want some more, you know, your 48%. Split in terms of the revenue that you get. They want it to be 50%. It may get to 48.5 if the TV deals are good enough, if the media kicker kicks in. I get all that, but, you know, it's, like I said, it's not a perfect deal. I feel like most players up until this point, now let's see if this changes over the course of the week, feel like it's worth voting for. I think it's going to be a slim margin if it passes, but a lot of it's going to depend on how hard does this get attacked for the next 7 days, which is part of why it's taken so long to get this to a vote. They had to go over every comma, every semicolon, because they know everybody's going to come out of the woodwork, from players to lawyers to media, just ripping this thing apart over the next week.
Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Charles, thanks so much for taking time to come on with us, man. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, guys. It's always my pleasure. Call me anytime.
Thanks, buddy.
When we come back, we're going to get into a little bit of discussion and hit on some points Charles talked about there with Tom Brady. Regardless of how much you love or hate the Titans talk with Tom Brady, you got to love that they're getting some national attention, right? I mean, people around here have been clamoring for the Titans to get national attention. We'll talk about that coming up next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.